You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, applications opened for the program Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga, a $730 million Māori housing supply and infrastructure investment that will provide support for Māori to determine their own housing solutions across the entire housing continuum and deliver affordable rentals. The $730 million fund combines investment from Budget 2021 and the Māori Infrastructure Fund, the largest investment seen in Māori housing. Māori communities have said they wanted the government to create space for Māori-led local solutions, especially when it came to delivering housing at scale. So this morning, I spoke to Associate Minister of Housing, Penny Henare, about this fund in more detail to hear about what he has to say about Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga, and why it is an important program. Could you briefly tell me about the program Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga and how it came about?
Yeah, so Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga is the pathway to grow Māori housing across the entire housing spectrum. And what I mean by that is this is the opportunity for whānau, iwi and hapū, so Māori-led housing solutions, to look towards how we support them with the work they do in rent-to-own space, into pure commercial sales to their own people, as well as growing the social housing stock of many of our Māori housing providers, iwi, and also the ability for whānau who are collective owners of Māori land to be able to build papa kāinga, which is very different to what would be termed a new build. The final part of the kaupapa is about renovations, and I don't mean the kinds of renovations for a great summer batch, but the kind of works that need to be done on houses that are still good homes but need some attention to allow the whānau to be able to continue to live in them. So things like a new roof, new cladding, insulation amongst other things. So the housing program Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga is the realisation of Māori housing aspirations by Māori for Māori, and utilising the $730 million that was set aside in May's budget.
Why is it important that housing solutions be iwi-led and also be involved in housing decision-making and development?
Well, the first thing is that's what they're calling for, and we've always been quite clear in the partnership because of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. We think it's a good thing. The second thing is iwi were clear to us that they have descendants of tribes who are looking for housing options and housing opportunities. They've also said to us that they have land, which they do, and of course we have a housing crisis in this country and they want to help. So we said that sounds like a good deal to us, and we were able to connect with a number of iwi who have some really good initiatives to grow the housing stock in this country. But the thing, the difference with iwi and then the relationships that are being forged with them is that they don't just develop houses and sell them off. They actually develop houses with the purpose of putting Māori into those homes, their own descendants of those tribes, and also providing bespoke opportunities to whānau Māori who want to get into home ownership, which, as we all know, is probably one of the biggest hurdles in most young people's lives at this point in time, is the ability to buy a home. So all of those things, I think it's a good mix for success.
In regards to additional housing and infrastructure, what are some of the numbers we will see with this program?
Yeah, so we estimate approximately 1,000 new homes, and that'll be a mixture of rent-to-own, flat-out commercial sale, and rentals and social housing for our people. With respect to the pair works that I talked about, we estimate about approximately 700 projects that have already been assessed and evaluated, and we'll be able to get those repair works done. And I also think that what we'll see is a significant uptake of Māori first home ownership, which is really important, and we didn't put a target on that, but it is ultimately the goal of Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask you, how hard are Māori and Pacific people impacted by the current housing crisis?
So we've seen in the past 6 years the lowest Māori home ownership rates in history. You know, for those who are lucky, I was lucky, my parents own homes, so, you know, a number of families have an advantage there, but for the new generation of home owners or prospective homeowners, it's just getting harder and harder to get into the housing market. So we need opportunities where we can get our people into owning homes, and we can do that by things like progressive home ownership, which sees a rent-to-own scheme. And when iwi deliver that, it's clearly targeted for Māori, and that's a good thing. You make a good point in your question about Pacific people. We are looking towards supporting, at the moment, Ngāti Toa, for example, in Wellington, are partnering with Pacific housing providers because the needs are the same across both Māori and Pacific, and we want to continue to grow their home ownership numbers too.
And I understand that the government is helping fund Whai Kairanga, Whai Oranga. What are they doing to help make this a reality, and why is it important that they help with it? Or continue, to show support?
Yeah, look, it has to be a dual partnership. It can't be just, one person pulling one way and the other pulling another way. So we made it clear in the Prime Minister's words to iwi and Māori housing providers at the beginning of the year was, we need to work together to solve the housing crisis. And in order to do that, we've got to have opportunity and a clear strategy moving forward. And that's what Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga is. I'm proud, actually, that this particular kaupapa, Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga, was written, co-written and co-designed with Māori. And that's something that hasn't happened before in this space. And we'll continue to look towards how we, the government, might support more housing initiatives to ease the housing burden that's currently affecting this country. We've made it clear to the Māori that we've engaged with to date that this is just the first step, Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga. The $730 million the government announced in May is a good step forward. But if we can nail this and do it well, then we'll look to continue ongoing support to make sure that we can work together in this with the solution. Did you like my pun? Nail it?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I heard that loud and clear. And so the applications for the fund for the program open today. So what will happen, over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yes, the application's open today and we're super excited about that. To be clear, we've already engaged with a number of people to test, the process to make sure that, it isn't more bureaucratic challenges for our people out there. So today it opens. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll be monitoring and looking towards the kinds of applications that are coming in. And the reason I say that is because there is often a belief from people when they apply online, say in October, come December, they'll be living in a brand new home. Well, that's not a reality. We've got to build homes, etc. So we've got to make sure that people are able to get the information they need to continue the application process. We've got to make sure that they're supported in doing that. There's nothing worse than going to a bank or wherever it might be and being told, just go away and come back with the right information. That's not good enough. We need people to actually help in what is a pretty complicated and complex system of home ownership and home development. So we'll be monitoring that over the first 4 weeks to get a flavour for what's coming through. And then we'll probably have better insight and analysis to see whether or not some of the pathways that are for the applications need a bit of tweaking, or whether or not perhaps our messaging might need to be a bit clearer to those who apply.
That was Associate Minister of Housing Penny Henare about iwi-led housing solutions and the program Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.